we had the difficulty earlier in the year in terms of the Irish nurses and midwives, 35,000, taking industrial action and the effects that that had at the time because government didn't do what was needed. Thankfully, that got somewhat dealt with, but now we have 10,000 health support staff threatening strike this week. And the nub of the issue is the government's commitment to carry out a job evaluation scheme for healthcare assistance. During the negotiations on the last public service stability agreement, the government agreed that they'd carry out evaluations to ascertain where and how job roles have changed and what remuneration should be increased in line with that. The government sadly have done nothing, and that's where this has come about. So what's needed this week, with this strike only days away, is for the Minister for Health and the Minister for Finance to immediately engage with SIPTU and the representatives of these 10,000 workers to ensure, on the one hand, that the strike can be avoided, and more particularly that the commitments that they were given in terms of the job evaluations and any remuneration which must follow by that should carry out as a matter of urgency.
And indeed, the health service is already in a state of crisis, and this disruption would only impound that.
Of course, we know throughout the whole country at the moment, and particularly in the northwest, we have issues with home help and budgets being stretched at this moment in time. But if a strike like this goes ahead and if it's serious implications on the running of the hospital in Letterkenny and Sligo, and indeed other aspects of our health service as well. So it's time for both ministers to realise that it's not just a commentary role, that they're expected to take action, to manage and be the executive that they were elected to be. So I expect that the Minister for Health and Minister for Finance will hear the calls and engage with SIPTU over the coming days.